Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I don't know about this company. The trip last week didn't go well. They were supposed to pick us up at the airport, but no one was there, so we had to find our own hotel. It was awful.
That's surprising. They are usually conscientious. I wonder what happened.
I was grateful that I had changed money before I left, or we would have been stranded.
Like I say, that's really surprising. I've never had any problems.
Number 41. How did the woman feel about the company? Number 42. What is the man's reaction? Number 43. Which of the following is implied in the conversation? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I'm disappointed that Everest didn't accept her offer. I thought we were onto a sure thing.
The director over there thought it wasn't high enough. I guess they're looking for someone who can offer them more.
But according to our research, it was generous by market standards. I can't imagine who can afford to pay more than we were offering.
Number 44. Why was the offer turned down? Number 45. How does the man feel about the situation? Number 46. What does the man think about their offer? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I'm not impressed with the new receptionist. She makes mistakes all the time, and she still can't remember anyone's name.
Give her time. It's only been a month since she started.
But she's got 3 years previous experience, and the job is not a difficult one. It took Carla only 2 weeks to learn the job. I don't see why she's having such a hard time.
Number 47. Why is the man complaining? Number 48. How long has the receptionist been working there? Number 49. What does the woman think? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
How would you like me to send this report to you? Shall I send it by mail, or do you need it in a hurry?
Well, since I'm just across town, how about sending it by courier? It'd be nice if I could see it before the end of the workday.
Fine. I'll call a courier. It'll be there this afternoon.
Great. I appreciate it.
Number 50. What is the woman asking the man? Number 51. How is the man going to get the report? Number 52. When should the report arrive? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I was wondering if you would be free on Friday. My flight leaves at 8. Could you give me a ride to the airport?
Yes, of course. You'll need to be there 2 hours before, so that's 6. We should probably allow an hour for traffic, so why don't I pick you up at 5?
That'd be great, if you're sure it's okay. I know it's very early for you.
It's no big deal.
Number 53. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 54. What time will they leave for the airport? Number 55. What is the woman concerned about? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Before you leave today, I'd like you to look over the schedule and let me know if it meets with your approval. I've tried to accommodate your requests.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you've put me on early shift next month. I hadn't expected that.
Well, Jeff has been complaining about being on early for so long, so I swapped things around. You might find you like it.
Number 56. What is different about the man's schedule? Number 57. How does he feel about the schedule? Number 58. Why were the changes made? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I'd like a non-stop flight from San Francisco to Austin on the 5th. What do you have available?
There are three non-stops daily. Triumph Airlines at 6:40 a.m. and 2:50 p.m. and Sonic flights at 9:40 a.m. Which would you prefer?
Well, I belong to the Sonic Flights Frequent Flyer Club, so I'll take the mid-morning flight.
And would you like a window or an aisle seat?
Number 59. What is the woman doing? Number 60. When will the woman travel? Number 61. What prompted the woman's choice? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Did you work on this report? I've just finished reading through it.
Yes, I did. Is there anything wrong? I spent the whole weekend trying to finish it, and I checked all the facts about 5 times.
Not at all. It's excellent, and I want to thank you for your hard work. It's obvious that you put a lot of effort into it.
Thanks. It's the first one I've submitted, so I was quite nervous about it.
Number 62. What has the woman been doing? Number 63. Why is the man worried? Number 64. How does the woman feel about his work? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
I've been getting complaints from customers. What seems to be the problem?
It looks like the water has been shut off to this part of the city for the afternoon.
I see. Well, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. But we should put up some notices so people know what to expect. Lock the restrooms, too.
Okay, I'll lock the restrooms and put signs on the doors.
Number 65. What is the problem? Number 66. What is the woman's attitude to the situation? Number 67. What is the man going to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I'd like to deposit this money and check my balance.
Certainly. Okay, including this deposit, your balance is $1,473.25. Have you thought of changing to an account with a higher rate of interest?
Well, do I have enough money for that? My balance usually drops to about $500 by the end of each month.
Oh, then perhaps you'd do better to keep your present account.
Number 68. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 69. What does the woman advise the man to do? Number 70. What is the woman's conclusion? Go on to the next page.